96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker segment's brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
Barn homes are all the rage these days. With maintenance-free living on the outside and endless possibilities on the inside, what's not to love? If you're thinking of having one built, MRSK Buildings should be your first stop. Jeff and Brady have years of experience and will guide you through the process with ease. MRSK Buildings at 2604 West Highway 50, across from Blue Stem in Emporia. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 19th of October. It is 7:20 with 47 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KBOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Emporia State Health and Human Performance Professor Dr. Jennifer Thomas, previewing the Healthier Lyon County Health Fest coming up this weekend. Jen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am doing great. How are you doing?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us here.
Thanks for having me on. I am so excited to talk about this.
What has you excited about this? I'm assuming there's several reasons as to why, but what does have you all jazzed up here about what's coming up Saturday?
Yeah. Most people, I think a lot of people, the listeners know that this is an event. I think it started back in 15 or 16, and we started doing it each fall, Center Court at the mall. With Healthier Lyon County doing a lot of the coordinating, with the Emporia Community Foundation jumping on board to support our students getting involved. So ESU just has a good partnership there. And then, you know, letting all those other entities be a part, which we'll get to the vendors in a second. So it just became a very good fall tradition. And then, you know, unfortunately in fall of 20 and 21, we didn't get to have it. Last year, we did a smaller version of the event at the Anderson Building, and we had a pretty good turnout for that. But this is the first year where we are back to normal, so to speak, in terms of the location, again, being at the mall, and just having everyone, having all of those vendors spread throughout the mall, and my students getting to be center court doing their thing. So very excited just to have the event back. I think we're going to have a really good turnout. We're supposed to have the forecast.
Yeah.
Looks amazing. It has been all week. It looks amazing in the foreseeable future. So I'm excited for that. And we really just in class on Tuesday, it's my worksite health and productivity management class that gets to facilitate this event for credit. And it's just really, really great professional development for them. They love to interact with the community members, many of whom have questions about nutrition and safely and effectively working out and stress. And that is my major. That's their jam. You know, they love getting to visit with real people who have real goals and real concerns, and talking with them about how to make those health goals a reality. And again, thanks to the huge generosity of the Emporia Community Foundation, we have literally at every single table, and every table that my students run has a different topic or a different focus, like stress, self-care, brain health, things like that. Every single table has a different topic or a different focus, and every single table has different handouts. It has a prize that is going to be drawn for, and most tables have a giveaway or a sample of some sort. And so literally there is, and Daphne's always like, it's interactive. You know, she's the Healthier Lyon County person, and she's, everything about it is supposed to be interactive. Nobody wants to, especially on a beautiful Saturday morning, you know, nobody wants something dull. So we really, really pride ourselves on making this fun, interactive. Yes, it's educational, but it's also very, very hands-on, and they are going to leave their, we guarantee, you know, we always say it's for all ages, and we guarantee young, old, somewhere in between, they're going to leave their knowing more and just feeling better equipped, like I said, to reach their health goals.
So we encourage all real people, you know, to attend the Interactive Health Fest, Back to Health.
Well,
as Jen mentioned, go ahead.
Well, some assignments, you know, we describe a situation or we describe a person and what would you do? And there's some value in that, especially when they're just getting started.
Sure.
But these are upperclassmen, and they do. They want to get out and really interact.
Well, this is from 9 to noon out at Flint Hills Mall this coming Saturday. So as Jen mentioned, activities, demonstrations, and some prize giveaways too, I understand.
Oh, yes. At the healthy, well, I guess we separate. We have a healthy cooking table, healthy cooking and meal prep table where there is, and it's almost a $50 value, but it's called a ThinkFit insulated meal prep lunchbox with food portion control containers, a shaker cup. It comes in this really nice carrying case. Yeah. At the recipes table, which we separated this year because it's always very popular, they can win a brand new crock pot. At the No Pain, Your Gain, that's always a very, very popular table pertaining to pain prevention and pain management. But there is a massage gun. There's a foot soak. That's always popular. It comes with Epsom salt and a hot cold pack. We have resistance bands and foam rollers at the Feeling Fit table. The immunity table, there's a new humidifier. Those are going to be popular come the dry air season coming up. So it's a lot of stuff that we know people need, a lot of people want. And, again, the Emporia Community Foundation, they know that, you know, a lot of people, you can't always go out and get everything you need and everything you want. And so this is just a great opportunity to win things like that, but also to try things. We have cherry juice. More and more research is coming out all the time on cherry juice and how it prevents pain and it helps you sleep. And those are two huge issues that so many people, again, of all ages, often deal with. And they've now come up with a more specialized formula of cherry juice. We've given that out in the past. We've talked about it in the past, but they're kind of perfecting that. And so we have the brand new kind that just came out recently. For people to try, we have raw honey for people to try. They make that in all different flavors right now. So just, again, a lot of neat things that people, and I always joke with my college students, you know, most of them are on a very fixed budget. They want to try things before they go out and spend their hard-earned money on it. You know, they want to know that they like something and enjoy it before they go do that. So, again, this event is just a great chance for them to do that.
And there will be not only the health and human performance folks out there from ESU, the students, but there will be a ton of other vendors, and there will be a chance to win, I think, a Fitbit Versa 4 or a $100 grocery gift card as well. And I know some of the other vendors will have prizes, too, but it looks like a great lineup of vendors out there, Jen.
Absolutely. Yeah. I know CareArc is going to be there. Newman, and then the new Emporia Myofascial Care, so that also ties into pain. So that's the nice thing is my students, if someone says they're really struggling with something, we can absolutely refer them over, you know, to some of the other entities that are there. Brave Counseling, I know they're going to be there, and the school district is doing a thing. They are actually showing all of the new defibrillators and that the school district just got in and going through all the CPR information. So that's
LEAP will be out there too, I think, won't they?
Yes, LEAP's going to have all sorts of stuff going on. So, that's what we mean by at every table. You know, you're going to learn something valuable, a skill, or learn information about what's available to you. And so it's just a great gathering, if you will, where people can learn a lot of valuable information. And, you know, it might take you an hour or so to go through the whole thing. So even though it goes from 9 to noon, it's kind of come and go as you please. I know for our prizes, and I'm pretty sure it's at every table, you do not have to be present to win. So if you go through from 9 to 10, 10:30, whatever, and then you have to take off for kids' sports or whatever, we don't draw for the winners until later, and then we call them.
Gotcha. Dr. Jen, what does it mean for you to see so many different partners that have gathered in with this?
Yeah.
And you know, considering this is kind of the relaunch in the original format, really the prospect for maybe adding, I'm going to say it, adding more vendors and more activities to the mix for future years.
Yeah, and I really, again, that's kind of my hope. I know that's what Daphne's hoping for. We're hoping to get that turnout up again this year. But, yeah, so many of these entities come together, and you know, some offer the same services, so there's maybe some competition there, and that's okay. it's good when any community has different options, you know, for different services. And again, the big thing is just letting people know what's out there. And then, yeah, if it goes well this year, and I have a feeling it will, we're going to hopefully start to be able to fold in a lot of other any type of health-related businesses or entities, because again, we're very blessed that there are so many options out there, and this is a great chance for people to find out where they are and what they have to offer.
A very good event, Flint Hills Mall, coming up this Saturday from 9 until noon. Healthier Lyon County presenting the Interactive Health Fest 2023. Well, Jen, anything else before we finish up here?
No, just a huge thank you to Daphne at Healthier Lyon County for all she does, and to the Emporia Community Foundation, because we literally could not do this without them.
Jen, always good to talk to you.
Thank you for having me on. Appreciate it.
Have a good day. Dr. Jennifer Thomas, Health and Human Performance Professor, Emporia State, the Healthier Lyon County Interactive Health Fest, Flint Hills Mall, this Saturday, 9 to noon.
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker spots next week, we're starting to fill in, but we still do have several openings, including Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. So if you want one of those three spots, call us, 620-342-1400, or email KVUE at KVUE.com. Tomorrow, our guest is Emporia Symphony Orchestra Director Riley Day, as we talk about the upcoming season.
And our primetime newsmaker brought to you this morning by MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 340-7732. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. 731, 47 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.